Today's interview is brought to you by JL Capital Group. JL Capital Group offers funding for business owners, investors, and entrepreneurs with capital needed to expand their businesses. If you desire funding for expansion, investment, equipment, or to replace existing debt, JL Capital Group offers that solution. You can send an email to Joe, which is J-O-E, at josephland.com. What if failure is the best thing that could happen to you? What if getting it wrong was the only way you could learn how to get it right? Because it taught you a lesson you needed to learn. Your best teachers are going to be your disappointments and your failures in your life. If you want to get the proper mindset to succeed in your business, manage your fear of failure and turn it into confidence, and successfully overcome your limiting beliefs or fear, then tune in now. Hello everyone, it's a beautiful Thursday morning and today is 10th of June. Hope you all are having a good time right now. And hey, my name is Mark and welcome to the podcast. And today I'm interviewing the business sage, Mr. Joseph Land, about a fear of failure. Joseph Land is a well-known elite entrepreneur and has graciously agreed to this interview to share his extensive knowledge and experience to help us avoid the most damaging mistakes in this area so that every entrepreneur can understand how to overcome the fear of failing. So, welcome, Joseph, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Mark. It's a pleasure to be on this podcast with you today, and I want to thank you for all that you do to make these podcasts a great source for other entrepreneurs to build their dreams. So, thanks for having me today.
You're most welcome, Joseph. It is actually my pleasure to get the chance to interview you on this podcast because I know a lot of people who are listening to you right now, I know they just couldn't wait to hear another wisdom from you out of this topic. So without further ado, let's jump right in. A lot of research and case studies have been made on this, and a lot of people can actually relate to this as probably one of the most challenging issues or fears they ever get to face. But let me ask you this. How do you uncover the root cause of this fear, and why it trips so many entrepreneurs up?
Well, thank you, Mark. And one of the things that I want people to know is that entrepreneurs are human beings. And like all of us, when you're trying to build a business, you know, you're going to have fears. And I remember a quote that Mark Twain said in one of his books. He says, "I've been through some terrible things in my life, some of which actually happened." So it just goes to show you that we think about what could happen and we worry and we fret and all these things, and they never happen. And so what we need to do is we just need to go for our dream and not worry about what might happen or what somebody says might happen. We just need to go for our dream. I remember talking about fear, and fear is something that's false evidence appearing real. And so once you do what it is you're supposed to do, that fear goes away. And here's an example of it. I was running as an 18-year-old young man, I was running for president of my student body, and I was frightened to have to make a speech to talk about how I was going to be a great president of the student body. And I was really fretting over this. And my sister looked at me and she says, "You've grown up with these people all your life. Why are you afraid to get up there and tell them what you think?" And she helped me with my speech, and I got up there and did it. And after that, I never had a fear of speaking to anybody again. And that was a great lesson to me of just doing it anyway, you know, getting out there and doing it anyway. And I think it's just so important that as an entrepreneur, that you don't let things like that keep you from your destiny. You just do it anyway, and that fear goes away. I'm just really excited to talk about this subject today with you, Mark, because I know fear is a contributing factor that keeps people from accomplishing their dreams. And I just want you to know that if you just do it anyway, if you just have a personal discipline and you just do it anyway, It's amazing what might happen in your life when you go for your dream.
I totally agree with you, Joseph. I love your answers, and it's a great story too. Very inspiring. And also, what's glaring for me is when you mentioned that fear is a contributing factor that keeps people from accomplishing their dreams. Such an eye-opener for me and to our listeners right now. And also, you mentioned about personal discipline. You're a man of discipline. I know because I've been watching your Ask Joseph Land series, and I believe you have discussed that a couple of times in your previous episodes. I'm such a huge fan of that. And you're absolutely right. We should go for our dreams and not worry about what might happen. I got a quote. One of my favorite quotes from Napoleon Hill, he says, fears are nothing more than a state of mind.
I think, Mark, I want to add to this that probably one of the root causes is what people think or what somebody says or, you know, what you think somebody might be thinking about you going for your dream that causes you to be fearful. And so don't think about those things. Those people aren't thinking about you anyway. They're thinking about themselves. And so fear is something that prepares you for greatness. And once you overcome it, oh my goodness, you'll never worry about that again. You just continue to keep going for your dream. Like I was in public speaking. Now I can speak to the president of the United States, or I can speak to the factory worker. It doesn't matter, you know. I have the confidence to know that I'm gifted in that area, and I can talk to people about what it is I want to say. And so overcoming that fear is a huge victory, and we're going to talk about that, I'm sure, as we go through this podcast.
That's right. We still have a lot to uncover and talk about this topic, but I want to highlight this, and for me, this is such a profound statement. You said, fear is something that prepares you for greatness. This profound statement from Joseph right there, and this interview is just getting more interesting. But before we move on, we will have a short break, and we still have a lot of questions left, and we'll get to hear more from Joseph. So don't go away. We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back, everyone. By the way, thank you for listening to us right now. And for those of you who just tuned in, we're actually having an interview with the business sage, the expert, and the great business mentor, Mr. Joseph Land. And again, thank you for your time for this interview. We really appreciate it. We're talking about an interesting topic here where a lot of people are having challenges dealing with their fears of failure. So now going back, our next question is a good one. What failing really is, and why is it good to failure with a success?
Well, thank you, Mark. And, you know, one of the things I want our listeners to know is that failure is never final. Failure is a teacher that we have in business. And I've had a few failures in my life that have really taught me some hard lessons and ones I've never repeated. And so I think one of the things that I want to share with our listeners today is, you know, when I was about 33 years old, I was building my transportation company, and we were doing about $55 million in revenue. And man, I was so full of myself. I thought I could conquer the world. And, you know, nothing could keep me from fighting for my business. Now take that attitude and let me take you back to when I started my business. Travel trailer at a campground. I was so broke, I couldn't pay attention. I was fearful to call customers. I was fearful, you know, to call trucks and things of that nature. And I would take my little bag lunch to work every day in a little tiny truck stop office. And I was just frightened. And the more I did it, the more that fear went away. And so just think about that. I mean, I had a dream. I didn't have a lot of money to make that dream come true, but what I had is what I fought with, and I had the will to win. Yes, I was frightened, but I did it anyway. And the more I did and more I operated within my personal discipline daily of doing what it is I had to do to be successful, the more that fear went away, and it became just second nature of doing it. Now translate that into where I'm where I'm going with this now about how is it good to fail your way to success. At 33 years old, I'm running a $55 million company, and I just think I can't lose at anything. I'm probably a little bit overconfident, and God needs to teach me a lesson. And certainly the lesson was on the horizon, and I had no idea it was coming. But someone presented me with an intermodal idea where I put refrigerated trailers on a flatbed train car and deliver them to the Northeast, and then take my trucks and take them off and deliver them all over the East Coast. And on paper, looking at this, we probably made $1 billion, or we thought we were going to make $1 billion. But in actuality, this was a concept that almost put me out of business because I didn't dot all my I's and cross all my T's. And talking about fear, oh my goodness, when I realized that I had a loser and that it was eating my cash up daily, we were losing about $65,000 a month in free cash flow. Here you have on one hand my transportation, refrigerated transportation company, kicking butt and taking names, doing very well. And on the other side, we got this other division that's a loser that's sucking out all the cash that the refrigerated division can make, plus, and I see my whole life go before me, and I'm talking about fear. I'm thinking, I'm fearing I'm going to lose my company. I'm fearing I'm going to let all these people down, including my family, that have cast their lot with me, that believed in me, that followed my dream of success. And man, was that a great teacher for me. And, you know, the old saying is you work like it all depends on you and you pray like it all depends on God. And man, I was on my knees a lot trying to figure my way out of this. And lo and behold, God gave me a man who helped me get out of it, a mentor, if you will. And I got out of it. And over 3 years selling those trailers that I didn't need anyway, I was able to recruit all of that money residually 3 to 5 years later. And man, that was a hard lesson of my life. But see, I was so overconfident, I decided that I was going to get in a business and that I didn't know that the people I was competing with had deeper pockets than me. I didn't realize that they were going to try to put me out of business because they had seen the success of me and my company, and they were going to do what they had to do to get me out of their realm of the industry. And they did, buddy. They put me out in a hurry. And I realized right away I had a big loser. And see, that's the key. That's the key. When you're experiencing a failure in your life, realize it right away. Announce it right away. Hey, this is not good. I'm going to get out of this. I'm going to stop this right now so that I can get back on track and have a profitable company and do what it is I've been called to do. And a lot of times, you hear me talk about this, a lot of times we have these rabbits that run across the trail and we chase them instead of doing what it is we've called to do. And in this case with me, what it is I was called to do is to build a refrigerated transportation company, not a train company, not an intermodal train business. And man, that was the hardest lesson of my life. But when you're dealing with those kind of numbers and you're watching your whole life pass before you on a daily basis and you're wondering, man, can I survive this? And the only thing you know how to do is fight. Get up every day, create that personal discipline and fight every day. And at the end of the day, take a deep breath and say, well, I made it through another day and this is going to go away. And you keep fighting, you keep fighting. And then finally it goes away. But this is the greatest lesson of my business life. Number one, to know that I'm not invincible. Number two, to know that I need to check things out and do the due diligence thoroughly before I get involved in something. And number three, the blessing was to know that I can fight and survive, that tough times can come against me and I can survive. And see, I heard someone say this one time, and I want to share this with you. Tough times never last, but tough people do. And, you know, if you're willing to bow and give up at adversity, then you're never going to be the success you want to be. But when adversity comes and you're willing to stand and look it in the face and fight for what it is you believe in, to fight for your family, to fight for those who have joined your team, who believe in your vision and your dream, then you're going to win. You're going to win. And you're going to learn lessons from going through tough times and difficulties that you would not have learned otherwise. And so I'm thankful for those lessons. I remember having a party at my house. Now, let me frame this for you. I went to school. I played sports in college and so forth. And I didn't make all A's, but I got good grades and I got through. And a friend of mine became a cancer doctor and he was making a lot of money. And so we did fairly well ourselves. And so I bought a 14,000 square foot mansion in my city at a really reasonable price and completely redid it. And I'll never forget this guy coming to my house for a party and seeing this home. And he made a statement to one of our friends. He said this, he says, "Well, Joseph never studied that much in school. Gosh, look at the success he has." And my friend looked at him and said, "Well, maybe he didn't. Maybe he didn't make all A's like you did, but he studied when he got out of school. And here is the evidence of some of his success." And I don't use that to pat myself on the back. I just use that to tell you that it doesn't matter where you come from. What matters is what you're willing to do to fight for your dream. And adversity is going to come. You're going to have fear of failure. You're going to have fear of a lot of things. And if you just do it anyway, that fear goes away. And so, listen, when things come at me now, at this point in my life, I kind of just laugh them off. And I said, okay, you know, is this another teacher for me? And so let's go. Let's get it on. I'm going to be successful regardless. And I think that's the attitude that you need to have. And remember, tough times never last, but tough people do.
Sure, it does. I mean, tough times never last. Tough people do. It's fascinating that you remain tenacious going after your dreams, and you have proven it so many times that being tenacious and the will to survive can advance you from where you are to where you want to be. I mean, many of us get discouraged every time we fail, and eventually for some, we lose faith, you know, to ourselves. And thank you, Joseph, for reiterating that failure is never final. It is actually your best teacher. Right. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners right now learned a lot from this, from your stories. And it gave inspiration to never give up and follow your dreams. Get up every day, create the self-discipline, and keep fighting every day. Fight and survive. I love that. It doesn't matter where you're from, as what you mentioned. And again, you're right. What matters is that what you're willing to do to fight for it. Today's interview is brought to you by JL Capital Group. JL Capital Group offers funding for business owners, investors, and entrepreneurs with capital needed to expand their businesses. If you desire funding for expansion, investment, equipment, or to replace existing debt, JL Capital Group offers that solution. You can send an email to Joe, it's J-O-E, at josephland.com. Hey, welcome back again to our podcast, and thank you for keeping us in your background. Now, on to our third question. Joseph, what did you learn from this, you know, from your failures, and how it was a true blessing for you?
Well, Mark, I think the main thing that I learned, as I talked about in the last question, was that nothing can defeat me. You know, if I give God the glory for what I'm doing and I have my priorities right, and I have a personal discipline of how I attack my business every day, then when adversity comes, I know I can overcome it. It gave me the confidence to know that I was a winner. It gave me the confidence to know that it didn't matter what somebody else thought, it didn't matter what somebody else did. It only mattered what I did. And it taught me that adversity is a blessing. It makes you better. I see so many people today that run businesses that have become complacent, and complacency will kill a business. And I think complacency is worse than fear. I think complacency is driven by fear. And so I see people that reach a measure of success in their business and then they become complacent. They don't continue to go for it. And all of a sudden they lose a key customer, or they lose a key associate, or something happens. And all of a sudden they're scrambling. All of a sudden they're looking at, instead of going to get new customers and creating more revenue, they're looking at ways to cut people out of their business so they can survive. And survival mode is not for winners. You know, being aggressive and building your business and not being complacent is for winners. And so I think complacency is driven by fear, fear of calling on a new customer, fear of building a larger operation, some of those things. And you just need to do it anyway. So if you learn anything from this podcast, the one thing I want you to know is creating a personal discipline will take you a long way. Knowing what it is that you want to do on Monday morning when you sit down in your office to start work, having a game plan, being prepared, knowing exactly what you want to do, who you're going to call to get their business, who you're going to call to thank for their business, what associates you're going to encourage and thank for the good job they're doing. You know, what is your game plan? And if you have a personal discipline and you're after it every day during the week, then you're going to be very successful, and fear will not bother you. The other part of this is simply this. You have to have some relaxation and some R&R time. You have to have some time where you recoup and recover. And so I use my weekends after, you know, Saturday afternoon and Sunday. I use those for my time with my family to recover and to prepare myself for a new week. And I encourage you to do that too. But failure is not final. It's just a lesson that God uses to teach you what it is you need to know so that you can have greater success. So thank you, Mark, for that question.
Oh, that's wonderful, Joseph. I can see how you turned lessons in your life, which includes failure, into a positive learning and be able to share that experience and knowledge you acquired as a blessing to others. You're such a good person, just a very nice person. That's why you're truly blessed. Now, I want to give emphasis on this, and I love this quote you mentioned. Adversity is a blessing. It makes you better. And at the same time, complacency could kill a business. Complacency is driven by fear. I mean, how profound can it get? I don't mind staying for long hours of this interview. It gives me a paradigm shift from the way I used to see things, especially in when it comes to fear of failure. But unfortunately, we are gearing towards the end of our podcast show today. It's been a very good interview. I learned a lot from this, and I'm sure our listeners did too. Joseph, your answers and your wisdom on this topic gave us a new perspective and paved the way for us to have a better and clearer understanding of handling fear and failure. And how can we effectively overcome it? But before we finally end the show, do you have any parting words or anything you would like to say to your listeners?
Thank you, Mark. Yeah, I'd like to say a few parting comments. So number one, I want to make sure I emphasize that complacency thing that we just discussed in the last segment, because complacency will kill a business, and it's rooted in fear. I think some of that is rooted in fear. And just know this, it doesn't matter. If you heard the saying, it doesn't matter how many times you get knocked down, it's how many times you get up from being knocked down. And it's the same with failure. You're going to have failures. I expect to have failures in my life going forward, but failure is not final for me, because I'm going to go through adversity, and I'm going to turn that adversity into something good for my business. And I heard someone say, you know, if the alligators are chopping around your feet, trying to consume you, just think about this, make a purse out of one, make a pair of shoes out of one, have that attitude. So it's a mindset, it's an attitude. I use that to say that when you go through adversity, when you're experiencing a failure, it's not final. You're going to win. You're going to get up from that. You're going to learn from that. You're going to go forward and you're going to make some great things happen for you and your associates and your family and your business. And so failure's not final. Don't let fear keep you captivated in a place of complacency. Go for your dream.
Great. Awesome. Thank you very much. And by the way, before I totally forget, Joseph, could you tell us more about JL Capital Group? I mean, what it is and what it does?
Yes. Thank you, Mark. JL Capital, my wife and I run this company now, and it's my personal investments and some of the things that we're involved in personally and some of the things that we like to do. As you know, one of the things I like to do is mentor entrepreneurs who are wanting to scale and grow their business and take their businesses to a whole new level. And I personally mentor 8 entrepreneurs, and I'm very excited to tell my listening audience here today that during the COVID, the year that where everything was shut down, each one of these entrepreneurs' businesses increased in sales and profitability. I would say about a 30% increase across the board. And the reason being is because they were structured properly and they were positioned properly for when adversity came, they were able to fight through that adversity and make a win out of it. And so I'm just really proud of that. And I want to develop an online course where people who can't hire me personally to work with them can also get the knowledge and the information from an online course that we're developing called Dreammaker Blueprint. But the other thing that JL Capital does is we provide capital for entrepreneurs who are looking to grow and scale their businesses. And number one, you have to have a great business going, an idea. And number two, you have to have good credit. And we'll need to look at some financial data and some of that. But we can help you secure unsecured capital. That means there's no collateral for it. It's based on the integrity of your business and your signature and who you are as a person. And also, one of the things that I know and why I'm passionate about this is one of the most difficult things that an entrepreneur has to do is to get capital to grow their business. And a lot of times I like to say in fun that if you go to a bank, you know, they'll give you an umbrella when the sun's shining, but they won't give you one when it's raining. That's when you really need it. And so a lot of times you go to the bank and you need to borrow $150,000, and they want you to sign personally and they want you to give your firstborn as collateral. And in today's world, it's just really tough for an entrepreneur to get the kind of capital they need to be successful to fulfill what it is they're trying to do with their vision and dream for their company. And so we're able to provide a lot of that funding and help people along the way. And then the whole other piece of that is mentoring. You know, having someone that can tell you what it is you need to do and advise you with your business, who has been in the arena and has fought and been successful, is a great asset to have when you're building a company. So that's some of the things that JL Capital Group does. And my wife and I are very excited about that. And Mark, thank you for all that you do for JL Capital Group and all that you do with helping people realize what our brand is across the globe. So we're excited about JL Capital going forward. There are a lot of things that we're involved in. We see a lot of opportunity coming. When you see a lot of people saying, oh, woe is me, and oh, things don't look good in the economy, that's the time when people like me make a lot of money. Because when the fish are all swimming in one direction, I'm sitting wondering why, and I'm looking at a new direction to go, because I know there is a great profit to be made when people are crying, woe is me. So I know that our listeners are hearing some of this stuff and it might be fresh on their ears today, but think about it. You know, new ideas are born in it when times are difficult in society. And remember what Henry Ford said. If you're building a dream or a business, I want you to remember what Henry Ford said. Had I asked my customers or had I asked my friends what it is they thought I should do to build my company in a better way, they would have probably told me to get a faster horse. Back then, people were riding horses. Back then, people were riding in horse and buggies. But no, he had an idea to build a Model T. And what happened from that? His idea and his vision created a huge multi-billion, multinational dollar company that creates some of the best cars in the world. And so If you have that dream in your heart, you could be the next Henry Ford too. Don't let fear even be a thought. Just do it anyway, and that fear will go away. So thanks for having me today, Mark. It's been a pleasure sharing with our audience, and God bless you all, and thanks again.
Great. So again, thank you, Joseph, for sharing with us, and thank you for all our listeners right now for joining us for this amazing presentation on how to overcome fear of failure and how to reframe it and be confident. So again, my name is Mark, and again, thanks for joining us on the Entrepreneur Success Stories with Joseph Land, and I'd like to invite you to check out JL Capital Group. That's www.jlcapitalgroup.com, plus his mentoring program through his inner circle. Lastly, you can download, listen to Joseph Land's podcast on Spotify, Anchor, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Google Podcasts.